now joined by Stanley Hatzell from Troy's Market Block Books. Every week, Stanley brings us a list of must-reads. And this is the first time we've seen Stanley this year, 2018.
Yes, it is.
Happy New Year, Stanley.
Happy New Year.
Glad to have you.
Good to see you. Thanks.
So, what kind of goody reads do you have for us this week?
I'm going to start with the children's books that I have here. And the first one is actually called Martin's Dream Day. And this is a picture book based on Martin Luther King's speech, the I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C. Beautiful. And look at just the back cover, too, has a big quote from the...
It says, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold those truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Definitely speaks to his core message.
Yeah. And with that, oops, wrong book. I have this, What's the Big Deal About Freedom? And this is as part of a Black History Month, but also Martin Luther King Day. It talks about different aspects of freedom that are things that are guaranteed by our Constitution that may or may not be available to all people in this country. So that's another kid's book. Great illustrations and a really good historical representation of the founding of our country. And
I really like the pictures. The pictures are not at all in the same style in terms of the quality of them, but they kind of remind me of the Schoolhouse videos and seem to be presenting these really complex ideas in a very accessible way.
Yes, exactly. Well said. Thank you, Mark. I'm glad you're here.
I wrote a lot of book reports in my day.
The third book is sort of a transition book. It's a children's book of poems. It's called Breathe and Be, and it's a book of mindfulness poems. So it's teaching mindfulness to children and also adults, because this is really a shared book. It's gorgeously illustrated. And,
it is gorgeous.
And fun to read, and there's practice aspects of it, ways to be still, practice your breathing, be aware of the sound around you. It's...
They're very useful skills for adults, or poems can and give you access to the skills for that are really useful for adults. But right. If you can teach children these skills earlier on, then you can be a more level-headed grown-up when you grow up.
Exactly. And my buddy, Thich Nhat Hanh, he always encourages teaching meditation to children. So,
how old or what's the youngest you think this book could be for?
I think you could probably start with three.
Three.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah,
I mean, there aren't big words in it or
here's
anything,
one.
But...
There's a quiet place in my head like an egg hidden in a nest. A place I go when the world is loud. A moss-green forest with birds.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Keep this guy. He's terrific.
Thanks. I'll be back on Monday, probably.
Excellent. I'll be listening. So along with this transition, I'm kind of like leading into some New Year's books. So this next one is a daily Stoic journal. Stoicism was a philosophical practice that began like around 300 BCE and then
Seneca,
went...
Seneca, right?
Pardon me?
Seneca.
Seneca and I don't know how to say it, Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius was connected. It's a kind of a Hellenic and Roman philosophy. It went as late as 300 Common Era. And so it talks about being more logical, trying to slow down, don't be impulsive. This is actually written as a diary, but it's juxtaposed with lots of text and ideas for reflection.
Yeah. It says things like, why get angry at things if anger doesn't change it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's... I've been reading some things that many of the founding fathers were also into Stoicism as a like Enlightenment philosophy.
I think whenever people say like, you know, I want to reflect, I think it can be hard to learn how to reflect properly and mm-hmm. effectively if you've never done it before. And this book certainly seems like a very, straightforward way of doing that.
Right.
Few pictures, though, if you like pictures.
No pictures.
No pictures.
However, I do have this tiny book. And I know you like tiny books, Tatiana, Ethics of the Art of Character. And this is sort of a scaled-down version on topics that are related to ethics. And every other page is a different topic. This is a series that this company puts out. They're beautifully done. The covers are lovely. There's architectural books, art books, and this one happens to be ethics, and it goes nicely with the beginning of the year, kind of looking at how you look at the world.
I don't want to be crude, but this looks like phenomenal bathroom reading material. Everything is like a couple pages, it's perfect. And there's pictures.
Oh my gosh, you and the pictures.
Yeah, there are. Really, they're like a block, not block prints. What do you call that?
This has some broad. This has things that look like almost like New Yorker cartoons. There's some like wood cut or there's some really beautiful old, like what seem like really old paintings or things of classical drawings illustrating different castles of virtue or all kinds of stuff. But then there's also some, yeah, like I said, more contemporary looking things.
Yeah. I always get happy when I see that publisher's books come in the store. Because they're usually gorgeously done.
Bloomsbury.
Yes. So now to the heart of the issue, which is what do you do for your New Year's resolution? If you do New Year's resolutions, I personally, if I do them, I don't tell anybody. That way, if I fail, no one knows. But the other part is...
That's a great accountability strategy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But the other is that every day can be my New Year. So I don't feel like I want to be constrained by the calendar that says I have to, on January 1st, I have to alter my behavior yet again.
Yeah, because time isn't real. So
yeah, exactly. Time is artificial. That's my...
It's all relative, man.
And artificial. So here's your first book. It's called Fidget.
101 ways to boost your creativity and decrease your stress.
So it's proven that certain types of fidgeting actually can help you calm yourself so you can stay focused. Like people click pens or chew gum. And those are strategies for coping for people. And so this book is all about that being an avenue toward getting to a level of creativity.
So the question on everybody's mind is, are fidget spinners included in the fidget book? They are?
Fidget spinners help a lot of kids to calm down and stay focused.
I like this bounce on an exercise ball thing. There's bounce on exercise balls in there. I feel like I could do that work and work on my core.
Yeah.
While I'm typing things.
And the next one is called Everything in Its Place. And this is an organizational strategy based on what chefs know called mise en place, that everything has its place and station. So it's about learning how to be organized. And if you're not good at that, this is a way to kind of get you into it. It's probably going to take a little time to get used to that sense of structuring. Like, it's not about kitchens and food, it's about your whole life. So that's
interesting.
I'm super into this. I'm sorry to interrupt. But I love cooking, and I love and I'm not very well organized, so this book is like, ooh. I wonder.
I think there are so many organizational books out there that it gets really overwhelming to figure out like which ones actually help you and which ones
and honestly I really tried to pick four books that I thought made more sense to me and how I would do it. So the next book is a weight loss book. It's called A Little Book of Big Weight Loss, 31 Rules to Live By. And this woman has connections with people who are always in the public eye, performers, actors, etc. And she does some really practical things about the way you eat. And she doesn't encourage dieting at all. It's like how you start your day, what you eat. And she avoids all sugar, including fructose. She doesn't drink carbonated beverages. And she has this whole list. And it's also graphically a beautifully done book. It's not complex. There's not a lot of rules. It is super simple.
And it's just like number. It's like I drink green tea over other tea. I eat whole foods. I try to get 9 hours of sleep. You know, it's like very to the point, not complicated.
And they're logical.
I finish eating at 7 p.m. and don't eat again until 10 a.m. 10 a.m. is a little late for me. But.
Well, what she does is she has coffee in the morning to kind of boost her metabolism, how she starts it. And so that when that kicks in, then at 10 is when she's able to have a meal, her breakfast.
Interesting.
It's a fascinating concept. I hadn't thought about that.
There's so much of wellness altogether comes through routine and establishing like positive patterns. It's nice if there's... You know, there's all these different rules. That might be a little bit overwhelming to try and do all these different things, but you could do three of them and start them in a week, and then next week add another one, and then over the course of time you can build up into a really positive routine for whatever you want to do. If it's trying to lose weight or maintain your weight or maintain a healthy diet, all kinds of stuff.
The last in the self-helpy things is called Home Chic, And again, this is one of these practical things on how to improve your house, whether you have a tiny house or space, a tiny living space, low ceilings, ridiculous corners and angles you can't. And she comes up with some really clever ideas with great photos on how to tweak what you're frustrated with in your life.
I love it. I am always trying to up my apartment without, you know, trying to spend a lot of money on weird things. And it looks like a lot of this stuff is not like things you have to buy brand new. A lot of it is.
Yeah, this is like Free Cycle Central here.
Exactly, exactly. I love that. It's also much more environmentally friendly to do that.
Yes.
So this book is for me.
Yeah, this is for me too. This is not high end. This is practical. Again, all these that I'm trying to show you are really practical books.
This is crazy. This is like maybe the first time in a very long time that we've gone through all the books. Oh, wait, do you have one more book? Okay, we can fit it in. We're good.
And this is called I'm Dead, Now What? And this is a practical book about the important information about your life and your belongings that the people need to know after you're gone. And we don't really have anything like this. Everything from your passwords to your accounts to who... It's a way also of passing your life story on. There's places about talking about who your parents are, how you grew up, and you can share that with your family, your children, your grandchildren. But it's meant to be really practical as well. Everything you can imagine is in this book. And, I mean, it's something that we don't do. You know, we don't have an advanced directive. So what's going to happen if you're unconscious and no one knows what you really wanted because you never wrote it down?
Right. And I think it's just the topic that's so uncomfortable. And
it has to stop being uncomfortable.
I mean, definitely.
We are messed up on issues like death and sex and nudity. It's like we have to get over these things and start dealing with life. And this is – death is part of life. And we just have to embrace it as part of the process.
This is great because also I think that's one of the things people always put off at the last minute just put off until never practically. And so the fact that there is like a really concrete, cool journal that you can really put all these things in one place, that's amazing. And yeah. I don't know. I feel like I should have thought of that.
It's very straightforward. It seems pretty I mean, I'm just flipping through it, but it seems very comprehensive. And it's very accessible, which I think is a lot of what we have, like, phobia with dealing with death and these other things. Right. Is like, where do you even start? It's like, well, just open and start on the first page.
And it's not a bunch of legal documents, which is what always intimidates me when you look at your, you know, advanced directive or health proxy, whatever you fill in. It's like, that makes you clench up. It's like, this is, and we've just had two of our lovely neighbors pass away this past week. So this kind of reminds me that this has to be brought up yet again.
The winter is a time that often, even if it's not happening immediately, what people think of it. It's pretty reasonably priced, too. It says the suggested price is only...
Oh. Cheap.
It's under $20. Excuse me.
And what's the book called again?
It's called I'm Dead, Now What?
Awesome. Well, now we are actually out of time.